My name is Chris Brown. I'm from the great state of Ohio. I know, but still, we're still winning, so at this point. But anyway, so I was born and raised there, and you know, I grew up in what I would call a nominally Christian home, in that mom and dad drug us to church, at the Methodist church that we were required to attend. And I, as a result, I never really was a kid that could get in too much trouble because, you see, my dad's career was the principal of the high school for initially, and then became superintendent of schools. So as a result, as a superintendent's kid, one, the bad kids didn't want to have anything to do with me because I would have told my dad, and that's true. The other reason is that if I got in trouble anywhere at school, you know, it's kind of a public situation, and I would get it twice as bad at home. And that happened on more than one occasion. So anyway, as a result, you know, I kind of grew up in that type of household dynamic. We were drugged and forced to go to church every morning at the Methodist church. But it's really ironic because the Methodist church is kind of where I hold dear to as a result of me coming to Christ, because for some crazy reason, when I was 12 years old, the Methodist youth group that I was attending decided to go to an evangelistic crusade in a town close by. And it was there for the first time that I heard the gospel being preached. And when the invitation was given, I went forward. I was compelled to do so and committed my life to Christ at that point. The problem was after that is that I continued to stay in the Methodist church. Gospel was not being preached, didn't grow, didn't really go anywhere, but I started reading my Bible anyway. It's the only thing I knew what to do, but still there was just nothing that was really happening at that point. Well, when I was in 10th grade, there was this obnoxious girl that sat behind me in English class, and she would always be bothering me to come down to her church. So she continued to pester me about it, and I said, okay, I'm going to go. And ironically, that church was three houses down on the same road that we lived on, only evangelistic, fundamental, solid Bible-teaching church within the area. And I went down there and started going there and got involved with Word Life Bible Clubs. And Word Life Bible Clubs was my spiritual foundation. The youth group there caused my spiritual growth, and the youth leader of that, really, I would call my spiritual dad. So it was through all that I continued to grow in my spiritual life. And after high school graduation, I said, you know, I'm used to Word Life. May as well go to Word Life Bible Institute. Went to Word Life Bible Institute for a year up in Scroon Lake, New York. Then I decided, you know, I really think I'm being led into mission aviation. So I decided to go for a couple years down to a school in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where I started, you know, pilot training, got certified in a couple of aircraft. But through a couple of, shall I say, not good instances in the air, all of a sudden I said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, if there was an airline that had the phrase, leave the flying to us, that sounded good to me. So I said, no more. I can't do that anymore. So I went from there and graduated then from Cedarville University in Ohio. I went 1 year there to get my bachelor's degree since I had so many credits from my other schools. Went from there up to Grace Theological Seminary, where I was going into pastoral and missions work, and got a master's in theology from Grace back in 1986. Went out to a church in New Jersey as a youth leader for a couple years. Then I was at a senior pastor position for a couple years. And ultimately ended up for quite a few years at Independent Bible Mission as actually office manager and church helper, planner, in whatever way possible. So I was up there for many years. Dale Kleinhexel is now serving in that same position that I was in. So that continues. So that's pretty cool. So during that time up at Independent Bible Mission, I actually came down here to Maranatha, started attending here, actually was the kind of an interim pastor for about 1 year here, and then just stayed here. And now I'm serving on the board. So it's been a really unique walk in life for me. So it's really been good. Really enjoy, you know, how God has led us and our family. And it's really been neat to see how that has transpired. So we are just having a great time here and seeing God work at Maranatha Bible Church. Verse that has been very special to me is Matthew 5:16, verse that I kind of like to say is my life verse, where it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And that's really what it's all about, to bring glory to our Father in heaven. So that's me. You know a little bit about me now. If you have any questions, especially about Ohio, feel free to ask.